Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us today, and hope you're doing well as we plow through the winter here. We're getting through it, and we're getting ready for the spring sports, and that just makes me very happy because there's two spring sports I really love. One is golf, and one is baseball, and just got back from my trip to Arizona to spring training and got a chance to see a lot of baseball, but also now as I get back and the weather's warmer, I'm going to get a chance to play some golf. And every once in a while, we'll run into somebody who is an expert golfer, and I don't qualify in that category whatsoever. In fact, I'm not even sure I would be a good average golfer, but it's a lot of fun. But here's a guy we have with us today, Craig Bowden, who is from Bedford, Indiana, and he is an American professional golfer. He's played on the PGA Tour. He's played on the Web.com Tour. He played college golf at the University of Indianapolis in 1989 and also was a member of the Great Lakes Valley Conference Championship team. But he's going back and forth between the PGA Tour and the Nationwide Tour during his career. And we caught up with him last year coming off the course, literally, as he was winning the Indiana Open at Otter Creek. And one of the things we found out about Craig is that he's a young Christian being mentored by one of my favorite men, John Leskowski. And John is known more for his basketball than he is for his golf. Although if you've ever seen him play golf, you know he's an outstanding golfer and pretty much of a scratch golfer. But John Leskowski was a member of the famous Bob Knight teams of the 70s. And was even graced the cover of Sports Illustrated. But John has become a spiritual mentor to Craig Bowden, and he asked that we have Craig on face-to-face, and it turned out to be a fantastic interview. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we want you to hear the time that we had with Craig Bowden back in the warm days of summer here at Indiana and on the Otter Creek Golf Course outside of our home of Columbus, Indiana. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, you'll hear the interview that we did with PGA Tour member Craig Bowden. Back after this, you're listening to Face to Face. All right, welcome back to Face to Face. Glad to have you with us today. And our guest is Craig Bowden, and we're catching him at a good moment. We're here at Otter Creek Golf Course in Columbus, Indiana. Craig has just a few minutes ago, really, just won the Indiana Open. And Craig, congratulations, first of all. It's quite an honor to have you at this point in your game, coming off a win.
Absolutely, I'm thrilled. I'm very excited. I came into the week with no expectations at all, and kind of my faith really helped me this week because I told my wife, I told Pastor Dave that I really don't care what happens. If I shoot 80, fine. If I shoot 65, that's fine too. I really could care less.
4 days, 18 under, and I understand that you had a quite a shot back on number 16. You got an eagle back there. How do you get an eagle on number 16?
Well, I had a perfect number. I had 160 yards, and it was a right on the button 8-iron, and just I hit it right in the center of the club, and it went right in the hole. It's one of the best shots I've hit in a long time. So even the last 10 or 15 years. So
1997, I believe, to 2010, you were on tour, part of the PGA Tour, mm-hmm. and part of the Web.com Tour. Tell us a little bit about the experience of being on the PGA Tour.
Well, the PGA Tour is very, very difficult in the respect that there's a lot of traveling, it's almost like a traveling circus every week. It's a fun life. There's a lot of perks. It's a lot of neat things that you get to experience as a tour player. But it's a difficult life. It's a difficult life on families. It's a difficult life on the players, as far as the ups and downs of the game and as good as it can be, it can also be as bad too.
I understand. I believe it was 2002. You were at one point leading the U.S. Open. Was that correct?
Yeah, I was. I had six birdies the first round of the Bethpage in 2002. I had led the field in birdies that first day, and I was up there close to the lead. I ended up shooting 73 the first day, but it was cool. It was a great tournament.
Was that your best memory of your time on the PGA Tour, or do you have another memory that comes to mind?
Probably, I had a couple top tens, and one of them was in Memphis. I had my mom come down. She came down, and I had started my first round horribly, and with a double on the first hole, and then a bogey, and then a par, and then another par, and then I made another double, and I was ready to quit. And she said, "Come on, let's go. You can get it back." And came back and made an eagle, and ended up finishing ninth in the tournament. And had my biggest payday ever of like $123,000 or something. But it was cool. It was a great sense of accomplishment to come back from something like that. So
I always have a tremendous amount of respect for golfers and tennis players particularly, because your payday completely depends on what you do. I know you have sponsors and people that help you out and all that, but I know there's a lot of guys. We had Kevin Streelman on the show about a year ago, and he was talking about how he's living out of his car, and I know that happens a lot. Did you probably went through that same experience?
I did. It was it was very, very tough back in the days when I was playing in this tournament, the State Open, very lean. I mean, I didn't have two nickels to rub together. It was pretty bad. But that also kept me driven to get to where I needed to go and to get to the PGA Tour. And I never lost the focus of getting out there. I didn't stay as long as I wanted, but I did get out there, and I did have a decent career. So, I mean, but I had, I had ups and downs where I was, times when I was dead broke and times when I was, flush with a decent amount of money. And, it's feast or famine, golf is. Yeah. It's, unless you're just a phenomenal player, and like a Tiger or a Phil or anyone like a household name, it's a very, very difficult game.
You were also on the web.com tour, is that mm-hmm. right? Tell mm-hmm. us in relation to the PGA Tour, the web.com tour, tell us about the experience of that.
A lot more family oriented. The guys out there will root for you. They'll pull for you. You go to dinner with the guys out there. You hang out with the rules officials. You hang out with the reps. It's much more of a close-knit organization than what the PGA Tour is. The PGA Tour is a lot of money, can be a lot of egos. The web.com, a lot of guys don't. They're all trying to get to the tour, so there's no real big attitudes. You get to the PGA Tour, and you have guys sometimes that their attitudes change. They get smarter the more money they make, it seems like. It's unfortunate, but it happens.
Now, you've left the tour about a year and a half ago, right? Mm-hmm. And you're now selling shafts, or you're mm-hmm. you're a rep for a shaft company. Mm-hmm. I know that when you get on the PGA Tour, I see a lot of the trailers and things like that. There's a lot of different aspects to this. Tell us a little bit about your aspect, about how important the shaft is to a player.
Well, I got hired from... I decided in 2012 that I didn't want to play anymore. I was at a different place in my life, and getting remarried, and just wanted to focus more on my marriage and my kids, and be the best dad in the world as opposed to being the best golfer in the world. And so I was fortunate enough to get a job with KBS, and got a great boss. I've got a great staff of people that I work with, and a great product. We have a tremendous amount of quality players playing our stuff, the shaft, as far as it's everything. It's what the golf club. It's the engine behind the golf club. If you don't have the right shaft in your club, it's a very difficult game. They hired me because I have all the relationships already in place. I know these guys that are on the PGA Tour and a lot of the web.com guys, and I have. I've played a lot of golf with them. I know their kids. I know their wives. I know their caddies. I know everything about them. So, I mean, it's kind of a win-win situation for them to hire me. So,
You talk about the PGA Tour, and you were on the PGA Tour. I know there's a tremendous amount of stress involved. You related to that. How did you handle the stress when you were out there on the tour? It seems like it was just there like 24 hours a day.
Not well. It was very difficult because it's without elaborating into certain aspects of it, you have to have a very good support system to be out there. And if you don't have the support system from every aspect of your life, you know, it's very difficult. You can get pulled in a lot of ways that are not good. And you rely so much on your play and you put your self-worth into your play and who you it used to define me on who I was, on how well I played. And now that I'm a follower of the Lord, I could care less. So,
Craig Bowden's our guest. He's a former PGA Tour player, currently works for KBS, and called yourself a shaft jockey.
Shaft jockey, that's right. That's shaft jockey. I'm out jockeying shafts out on the tour. So,
we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more. So don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. We're talking with Craig Bowden. And, of course, we're not just talking golf. We're talking about Craig's spiritual life. And you've alluded to the fact that you have the Lord in your life now. Tell us a little bit about your spiritual journey. When did Jesus Christ become real to you?
I went through a divorce in 2010. And it was a very difficult, toughest thing I've ever gone through in my life. And at that point in time, I knew that I had to, I couldn't handle all the aspects of it, all the things that were thrown at me. I couldn't handle it. And I have one of my dearest, closest friends as a pastor, and I leaned on him a lot, and he helped me through that time and helped me find God, along with John Laskowski. And he and I did a Bible study every week for about a year, Operation Timothy. And just showed me that the things, the golf things, all the things that we do in our lives really, at the end of the day, don't mean anything. They're meaningless. And the cars that we drive, the houses that we have, all those things that we have, it took me a long time to realize that God will provide. And it's been an amazing journey. I'm still in the baby steps part of it in my life, and every day is a new challenge. And I'm a sinner. I make mistakes, and that's the hardest part about it, is realizing that you are going to make mistakes, and you are going to sin, and that God does forgive you, and that unconditional love is the coolest thing in the world.
You're still on the PGA Tour as a sense, as a rep now, and you're mm-hmm. probably seeing a lot of guys, and there's apparently a lot of guys on the tour who have a pretty strong spiritual sense. Are there any guys out there that you see that kind of inspire you a little bit with the way with their spiritual walk?
Zach Johnson's a great friend of mine. When I found God and put him in my life, Zach was teary-eyed about it. He was really excited about it. And Mark Wilson's another great friend of mine that has led me in the right directions. There are a lot of guys out there that are followers, but those two come to mind things don't seem to bother them. They still have drive and they still have determination, but they realize at the end of the day that it's out of their control. It's God's plan. Whatever it's like today, whatever happened today on the golf course, it was God's plan, to, whether I won or not. So,
let's talk about your golf game. Where are you from, and how did you get started into playing golf?
I grew up in Bedford, Indiana, and my dad started me playing back when I was five, and I picked it up. It was a natural thing for me, obviously being a small guy like I am, I wasn't going to play basketball or football, and I have great hand-eye coordination. I was able to get a lot better in a pretty quick time, and it was my calling to do it. And didn't realize it at the time, but now I know.
I know, as a tour player, and even on the web.com tour, you get to play in a lot of different places. Are there any courses or any particular places that you've played that just absolutely stand out, despite what your game was on that particular time?
Otter Creek this week was the best place I've ever been.
That's a great...
Yeah. I always say the places that I win are my favorite golf courses. So, obviously, Pebble Beach has such a tremendous feel to it. It's just awesome. I've never played in Augusta. I was able to play in five U.S. Opens, and those are very special events. But Pebble Beach is probably my favorite. I've never played very well at Pebble. Well, I take that back. I played in the Callaway Pro-Am out there, and a few years ago, and finished fairly high in that. But I've never played very well on the AT&T, but I just love the place. It's such a cool place, and if you're not at peace with yourself out there, you got problems. I mean, it's really cool.
There are obviously a lot of guys on the tour that are young. There's a lot of guys on the tour who are veterans. You're a veteran. There are guys who have seen you and kind of knew you when. Now they see you in your life. Do you have a chance when you're out there to kind of talk to them about what the change has been in your life?
Yeah, I have. You know, it's... again, the old saying, with your friends, you don't talk about politics and you don't talk about religion. It's very difficult it has to be the right place and the right time. It's like with Laz helped me with that situation. You know, you've got to be in the right setting and it has to be the right time, and you can't throw it up on somebody, and you can't run it down somebody's throat. It has to be the right place and the right time to find out where they are spiritually, and then feel them out, and obviously talk and share and tell them what your relationship means with God, what it means to you, and there's times and places for it, and you can't. Some people don't want to hear about it. Some people are afraid of it. Some people, don't understand it. It's been the greatest. I went through one of the worst things in my life, and now this is one of the greatest things in my life.
You're playing in a game, in a match like you're playing today. You had a great day today to come from behind from one stroke, I believe, to win it going away, but. Is the peace that you have on the course today, can you feel a different peace than when you had back a few years ago when you didn't have the Lord in your life?
Absolutely. No question about it. I used to have a pretty hot temper. Used to get pretty fired up. It's hard to describe the amount of calmness that the Lord brings. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. You're still a little nervous because you're trying to get things done, but you just have this sense of, I don't care. I mean, everything's going to take care of itself. I mean, whether you win or whether you lose, you stick to the process and you play the game, and see how it all comes out in the end.
Craig, thanks for spending time with us today. I'm really encouraged and inspired, and I'm sure everyone who listens today is encouraged by what the Lord can do and how life can be transformed, and certainly thank you for that. I know I've asked a lot of players that I've interviewed for what their favorite verse is. You said you really don't have a favorite verse, but you just said elaborate a little bit on how God is your strength.
No question about it. Every day is a different day. Every day is a new challenge, and there's not one that just stands out to me, but I try to just take all of the things that we learned at church and that we talk about with my family and put them into my life and make them real. And I'm I'm very, very blessed and very fortunate to be in the position that I'm in right now in my life.
Craig, thanks for being a part of Face to Face, and hope we meet again.
Absolutely.
Somewhere.
Thanks for
All
having
right.
me.
Craig Bowden, who just won the Indiana Open just a few minutes ago and a former PGA player. We will take a break and be back. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. It's always fun to be out watching golfers as they do such an excellent job. I just enjoyed standing out there and watching that happen when Craig came up, and I thought, you know, this guy's going to be really hard to talk to. He's just won, and I approached him, and he said, let me go over and do my thing with the media, and then I'll be very happy to do the interview. And we walked up into the above the pro shop there where they have a little area and sat down at a table with a little bit of a crowd and did that fantastic interview that you just heard there with Craig Bowden. So good luck to Craig. He's actually won three tournaments. He won the Nike Miami Valley Open that was on the Nike Tour back in June 7th, 1998. He won the Muskogee Championship in October 26th of 2003, and then he won the Northeast Pennsylvania Classic in August 20th of 2006. And I look at these scores, and I realize that any time you win, you need to pretty much have all your scores under 70. And I think it would be fun one time to have a score under 70. Well, as we get ready for the baseball season, as we get ready for golf, we want to let you know that on our website, we have a link to a magazine, no pun intended there. We have a link to a link, Lynx Players Magazine, Lynx Players Magazine 2015, and it's got a lot of great articles in there, and we want you to have a copy, or you might want to just check it out on our website. Our website is at facetofaceradio.com, and we hope that you'll check that out. And in the magazine that we have, it's got articles on Rookie of the Year, Chesson Hadley, which is a guy who's had a great year. And then it's got some other interesting things in there, too. It's got one thing in about how to put together a buddy trip, how to put together a buddy trip. And, you know, everybody does buddy trips, but sometimes there's all kinds of tension or all kinds of things happen. And just to give you an example, it says this: if you're going to do a buddy trip, make sure the golf courses are memorable. Don't just go with the same people you play with all the same time. Someone has to be in charge. Add time into the schedule so that you can talk without having a sermon, and have some sort of competition. I think those are five pretty excellent things. And that and other things are on that Lynx Player Magazine on our website. And again, our website is at facetofaceradio.com. And we hope that you will take the time to check that out. Not only is this interview up there, but all the other interviews that we have. And we got some good baseball interviews coming up, too, that we picked up when we were out in spring training. So you're going to want to hear those. Plus some of the other interesting things that we always have on our website. So you'll want to make sure you check that out. Well, as we close it out today, I want to take you to a verse in the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. And it's a verse that I use often when I'm talking to sports teams as their chaplain. It says this: whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for men. Great things to remember. Remember that we play for an audience of one. That's about it for us. We look forward to having you back next week. We'll have another Christian athlete. Till then, this is Tom Russ saying, remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Face to Face with Tom Russ. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana 47202. Or call Face to Face Ministries at 812-376-3000. Or toll free at 1-800-479-0952. You can also find us on the web at facetofaceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face.